It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Clarence M.
Claire, don't take this personally.
Oh, yeah, try not to, right?
But your fashion sense is deplorable.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Good. Okay, good. I'm glad you're taking it on the chin and not personally. I'm not against it. I do condemn it. But I know you dress for comfort.
I do.
Which is fine. But when you're going out into the public eye, you want to look half decent. A lot of paps around this town.
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally.
But it is quite entertaining to watch. You always look like a, what do you call it? A toddler.
A fluffy bear.
A fluffy bear, yeah.
Toddler's probably a little much.
No, but you know how toddlers just dress, their parents dress them for comfort. Actually, these days they're dressing up in Nikes and ridiculous.
Yeah, I look less fashionable than a 2-year-old.
Pretty much. We decided to get an expert. My voice is going. We decided to get an expert, Kirsty Milligan, on, a fashion expert.
We or you?
I. But we're a team, so I'll say we.
Okay, sure.
And she had this to say about your fashion sense.
Kirsty, let me just say, people see me out in public and they're like, oh, you're still in your PJs. And I'm like, nope, I put these on this morning.
I call it dialing up. You can dial it up a little bit, but still stay comfortable. You can keep your comfort and have fashion as well. It's really possible. Well, fit is really important. So if you get great fitting clothes that really move with your body and breathe, so like a great pair of jeans that fits really well, has a nice mid-rise waist and some lovely stretch in them and fit really beautifully, they're just as comfortable as your daggy old pants, but it doesn't like from behind look like you've done a poo in them or anything. And you can style it up with a beautiful cami or a little winter jumper and a lovely fitted blazer. You'll still be really comfortable, but you'll be so stylish and chic.
Now, we spoke to Kirsty yesterday about my fashion sense.
Yes.
And I said to you yesterday, okay, well, I'll head up to Cotton On and stuff and go grab some new clothes.
It was Wednesday, but we'll...
Sure, we'll stick with that.
We'll stick with yesterday?
Okay. Yeah, whatever. We spoke to her this week.
We had a day gap.
Yeah.
Which is what we needed for you to action.
Pretty sure we did speak to her yesterday, but okay.
We'll agree to disagree.
Sure. And so I went up to Cotton On yesterday.
Yeah.
Went to go find some new clothes that look more fashionable as such. Although in saying that, I only bought the clothes that I wear every day like 3 months ago.
So I just made you spend more money.
Pretty much. But
where are the clothes? Are they here?
I'm wearing them now. Thank you very much.
I'm kidding.
I went up to Cotton On.
Do look good.
I didn't want to spend too much money, to be honest with you, because the problem with fashion that I have is that it costs a lot of money.
Yes. Cotton On's pretty good, though. I've got
half
my
wardrobe
since moving here is now from there.
Yeah, no, you'd never shopped there before.
I did not discover
it
until here.
But I have bought a few new items. I bought a new scarf, new jumper, new shirt. I'll stick with my tights and my boots.
Yes, fair enough. Your boots were fine. You wore those the other day, but it's probably just when you wear the fluffy slippers.
Yeah.
Or UGG boots.
Well, no, they're slippers. They're not even UGG boots. They're just slippers. Fluffy slippers, fluffy pants is what I normally wear. I'm in boots. I'm in tights. I'm wearing a new shirt, a new jumper, a new scarf.
The big question here, you look good. Do you feel comfortable?
Well, we'll find out after this on Hit. And we are talking about fashion, Fox Paws. Is that how I say it? It's nowhere near how
I
say it, is it?
Yes, no, we are talking about the fashion that foxes wear on their paws.
Oh, shush you. How do I say it?
Fashion faux pas.
That's it.
Oh,
you can tell I'm not a fashionista.
That was adorable.
Shush you. So we spoke to a fashion expert the other day.
We did.
Because you think that I need a bit of a style upgrade.
Yeah, just a little one.
So I went to Cotton On yesterday, bought some new clothes. Mm-hmm. As soon as I bought new clothes, I got a call from my husband saying, did you just spend money? I was like,
oh no.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Oopsie.
Did you blame me?
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, that's a first.
Oh, hey. But yeah, so I went and got new clothes. You asked before if I feel comfortable in them.
Yep.
I do.
You do?
I feel pretty comfortable, in them.
They look comfortable, but can I say?
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you what you think.
They look comfortable, but good.
Okay, so I don't look like a fluffy bunny now?
You could go anywhere in this town and, stand out in a good way.
I was going to say, is that a bad
thing? Yeah, no, hang on. I didn't word that properly. You'd fit in.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad that I fit in.
You'd fit in, but look good. What?
You
am
got there
I
eventually.
Saying?
You got there eventually.
Yes.
Okay. So you're happy with my fashion upgrade?
Yes, definitely.
So all I did was get a new jumper, yep, a new shirt, and a new scarf.
A new rug. A scarf. Sorry.
Rug. It's a scarf, Sam.
Sorry.
I needed a new scarf anyway, to be honest with you.
It looks very good. You look well.
Oh, I'm not. I'm sick.
Yeah,
I know.
But that's when fashion comes in. If you feel like crap,
yeah,
then the fashion comes in and makes you look better.
Sure.
I think
okay.
That's how it works.
Well, I can't guarantee this is going to last every day.
You know
let's
what?
Be honest
Even if you,
you
just left, you know, that top in the car, and then if we go out for lunch, you don't embarrass me. You put it on before.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Thank you. Well, we did go out yesterday, and I forgot to wear a bra, and I was wearing a jumper that had a stain on it.
I'm not going to lie. You did look better than what I thought you were. I thought you were going to wear the kit from the morning.
Yeah.
To lunch.
Yeah.
But you got changed. Didn't get changed, maybe took off.
I took off the jumper because it was a bit warm. It was the fluffy one.
It was the fluffy one.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is pushing it, but.
Thanks, Sam. Thank you. Well, hopefully my standards have been upped a little bit for you.
I hate to sound judgmental. Like, I'm all for wearing comfort in public places, but it does make a difference, that extra effort.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah. No, but I'm not, like, I'm for trackies. I don't like wearing jeans. Jeans are uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, jeans are uncomfortable.
But just lose the fluff.
Thanks. Thanks, Sam. Thank you for your very honest opinions.
Hey, I was born into a fashionista family.
Oh, were you now?
No.
This is Clarence M. Let's go!
Question for you.
Yes.
How do you go when it comes to dieting? What are you looking at out the window?
Someone just got pulled up.
Okay.
Oh, can we not talk about that?
Well, let's move on from that.
Okay, sorry. But the lights are flashing! Okay.
What is your obsession with flashing lights? Like if an ambulance or a cop car or something goes past?
Well, look at them. They're awesome.
But they're just flashing lights.
Yeah, I know, but you don't see it every day. You see it like
you
every 3 days.
Pretty much do
days,
on this street.
Every 3 days.
Okay.
But it's still dark though, so it's cool because the lights are more, you know.
Flashy?
Flashy. Okay, Claire, what did you ask me a question?
I did ask you a question.
What was it?
I said, have you ever tried dieting?
No, I'm a boy. I don't need I mean, I'm a man.
Okay.
Fair enough. Unless other males are doing, you know, their serious fitness regimes, which I've never done.
Yeah.
No, I don't diet.
Okay.
I just let it. I got a dad bod.
You don't have a dad bod. You definitely don't have a dad bod.
A modern dad bod.
Oh, okay. I see how it is. Now I asked you.
What about
that,
you?
Well, I am.
Do you diet?
No, not really anymore. I did when I was younger. I tried dieting, and then I realized that yo-yo diets and stuff just don't work.
Yo-yo diets?
Yeah. Have you not heard of yo-yo diets?
Does it involve a yo-yo?
No. Basically, it's losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight. Like certain diets, like shakes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You'll lose the weight, but as soon as you start putting actual food back in your mouth, you're going to gain the weight back.
It's not a long-term
solution. No, and that's what they call a yo-yo diet.
Oh, there's a lot of, back in my old workplace in Perth, a lot of the girls seem to do these diets as groups.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then in 2 months, they're all back to square one.
Yep, absolutely.
And
that's the problem.
You saw how much pain they went through to do it.
Drinking stuff that they hated.
And it put us through pain watching it.
Well, it turns out people who struggle to stick to a diet, such as myself, may be able to blame their brains.
Yeah, that makes sense.
New research has suggested that those who can't stick to a diet actually have less grey matter in the region of their vital organs that controls willpower and have poorer self-control when faced with fattening foods.
You sure you want to be reading this before a long weekend?
No, I feel like I shouldn't be. But
future
experiments...
You know, out of spite, you should just treat yourself all weekend.
No, but that just proves that I have less grey matter in my brain. Future experiments apparently are still required to determine if the brain can be trained to boost people's willpower, leading to higher levels of grey matter. But according to this particular study, your brain structure changes over time. And it is possible that if you can't stick to a diet, you can use the excuse, hey, it's just my brain.
Deal.
How amazing would that be if someone's like, how's the diet going? My brain didn't like it.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to use that next time.
It's probably a better excuse than what most of them use anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Most other excuses.
Next time I decide I'm going to diet and you say to me, how's it going? I'm going to say my brain didn't like it.
Done. I'm just going to ignore it. I'm just going to ignore it. I'll let you be you.
You know what? I don't really diet though.
Yeah, I haven't seen you diet.
It's one of those things. It happens occasionally, but you know.
You're fine.
Oh, thanks, Sam. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Damn, you're fine.
Okay, you need to stop now.
Listen up. This is Claire and Sam.
Hey, Claire, we've all got utility companies sending us letters when, you know, there's a disruption or outage or upgrade.
Yep. If your power goes out or they know they're going to be an upgrade or like gas or any of that stuff, yeah.
But this specific letter from a water company had a bit of a soft undertone of foul mouth syndrome, we'll call it.
Oh, really?
Yes, it got a bit naughty.
Okay.
But it started with answering questions for the upcoming disruptions, you know, how will it affect you, what should you do, anything else you need to know, all that type of stuff.
Okay.
Yep. But one line which caught my attention and also caught a lot of customers' eyes was a line written near the bottom in bold, so you couldn't miss it. It read, "Tom Wysocki." I'm not sure, the surname's Wysocki. Not a fan of it, but whatever. It read, "Tom Wysocki is a donkey." Now, the word wasn't donkey, but
it was another word.
We can't say it on air, but it read, "Tom Wysocki is a donkey."
Oh,
and
gosh.
As all good stories go, it ended up on the internet. That's why it's in our hands.
Now, so did this go out to like every customer? Or?
It went out to about 100.
Oh, wow.
So not, it mustn't be a big company or just affecting a little area.
Okay.
But obviously someone's going to get fired.
Oh, yeah.
So as I said, it ended up on the internet with many customers tweeting it. Oh. But what I love that, you know, an apology was sent out from the company very quickly afterwards.
Of course.
All the customers' responses, you know how customers get up in arms like, this is not on, I want a refund, that type of stuff. All the customers' responses were heartfelt words to poor Tom.
Oh, really?
All of them just felt sorry for him.
Aww.
So instead of customers, as I said, getting in arms with the company, this is the best response I've seen to a company gaffe like this. I love it. Like more, we should reply more like this. Have a bit of lighthearted fun rather than go, oh, you've made a mistake, so you owe us $100.
But you know what? I think it's one of those scenarios as well where everyone's probably asking, well, who is it Tom? Is that his name?
Yeah, it's a very specific name, Tom Wysocki.
Yeah. People are probably like, who is Tom Wysocki and why is he a donkey?
Well, they just started tagging at Tom Wysocki's.
Oh, really?
And they ended up tagging quite a few different ones. And some of them were like, nope, not me. Nope, not me.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Do you know it's not you? What have you been up to lately? Oh. Have you been a bit of a donkey? I don't know.
Maybe it isn't. Maybe he's the reason their power outage was happening.
Oh, maybe that. Maybe. Ah, I like that.
See?
Bit of investigative journalism going on here.
Either way, if you own a company, maybe don't put that they're a donkey on your letters.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it to the company blame, yeah?
Yeah, let's do that.
This is Clarence M. Let's go!
Do you like squid?
I love squid. Squid is my favourite. If you asked me one food I could eat for the rest of my life, be squid.
Because a lot of the time calamari is squid and not octopus and stuff, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Squid is calamari.
For ages, I thought that calamari was octopus.
Oh, no. God. Octopus is a whole different kettle of fish.
I love octopus.
It's a whole different kettle of octopus, of sea creature. I didn't realise that the saying I used had fish in it, and I didn't think it would work.
Well,
different
Sam,
ball game.
Imagine this, right?
Yeah.
You go to eat some squid.
Yeah. Can I close my eyes?
Sure, go for it. Okay, you got to eat some squid. You've cooked it yourself, though.
Oh, I'm good at that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I actually am.
And so you've cooked it, but you've only kind of parboiled it. You haven't actually cooked it properly yet.
Ew.
Yeah, and you also forgot to take the guts out.
Okay, that's number one rule, take the guts out.
Well, this lady didn't remember to take the guts out. She also didn't fully boil it, she parboiled it.
Yeah.
And they were the two biggest mistakes.
Yeah.
Because this woman was found to have been impregnated by the raw squid after eating it.
What do you mean?
So she did. Okay, so she didn't take the internal organs out.
Yeah.
And she didn't cook it properly, so some of it was still alive.
Yeah.
It was a male squid, FYI.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The 63-year-old's mouth was inseminated by by the squid after she ate undercooked seafood without removing the internal organs. Doctors examined the woman and discovered 12 small, white, spindle-shaped, bug-like bags embedded in her tongue and gums.
Wait, so her tongue was the...
Yep.
The
inception.
Incubator.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically the foreign bodies were identified as something called squid spermatophores.
Yeah, that old chestnut.
Yeah. Basically capsules containing squid babies.
Yeah.
Belonging to a Japanese flying squid, which is the type of squid she ate.
Yeah.
Now, she apparently failed to remove the squid's internal organs, like I said, and didn't cook it well enough. So it meant that the spermatophores remained alive and well. and they found a nice soft place to embed themselves in her tongue and gums.
Would that not happen all the time? Because I'm sure a lot of people out there eat raw squid.
Apparently it's a really rare thing to happen.
So just she was just very unlucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Big question here. Did she keep or adopt?
Well, I do believe that she got rid of them. She didn't adopt them. She got rid of them.
Destroyed them.
Yeah, but not before they hatched.
Not before they
hatched. Like, they hatched all
they
the
hatched.
Time. Yeah.
Ew.
How gross is that, right?
Yes.
Who thought, when you think, oh, pregnancy, you don't think squid.
On the tongue. No.
Yeah. No, that's just weird, right?
I'd grow an emotional attachment to it. I'd keep them.
Really?
I'd name them.
That's kind of gross and
Jeff,
weird.
Jeff, Bob, Sally, Joe, Derek.
Can you imagine being like, I can't talk today. I'm raising children in my mouth. Squid babies.
Maybe that's probably the level of adulting or parenting I'll get to. An animal.
Okay. FYI, no one ever have kids with Sam.
Griffith City Cinema, Star Bowling and Family Funland. Your home of entertainment. Claire and Sam's ultimate awesome foursome.
Oh, yeah, this is happening next Friday at Family Funland. We will be broadcasting live and we want to get people involved. So
yes.
We have the... Do you want to say it?
No, you can do it.
The ultimate awesome...
Oh, that part.
Yeah, that part.
The ultimate awesome foursome.
And basically, it is a challenge for you and three mates. Now, we need five teams of four people to compete in a game of tag, bowling, laser tag, and bouldering for their chance to win $500 to spend across Griffith City Cinema, Star Bowling, and Family Funland for your group.
$500.
$500 split across the four people.
Just to play some games that you already enjoy doing.
Exactly. Now, we need five teams of this, right? So you need to head to hit.com.au and click on the win page. Register now with your team. And even if you don't win, the runners-up won't go without. They'll each get a free movie and bowling ticket and a $10 top-up on your Family Funland card. It's going to kick off about 7:30, so you need to be available in the morning before work.
It's before school, before work.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't have to be 18. We don't need one person in your 18. Maybe an hour or so.
There you go. Before school starts, come down.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a play, win $500, go to school, tell all your mates.
All you need to do is go to hit.com.au, click on the win tab and register you and your team. And did we mention there's going to be a free buffet breakfast from 7:32?
No, you didn't, but now you have.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love a free buffet breakfast, right?
So just ring Family Funland on 6964 3102 to reserve your spot. If you call them, say you're coming Friday morning, you get a free buffet breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Simple as that. So head to hit.com.au, register yourself and your team of mates to take part in our ultimate awesome foursome challenge. You could win yourselves that $500 voucher to share between you to spend at Griffith City Cinema, Star Bowling and Family Funland. How amazing would that be?
So good.
So, hit.com.au. Click on the win tab, register, do it now.
Claire and Sam.
Weekday mornings from 6.
Hit 99.7.